Close your eyes and watch your breath. Try to find a spot in the body where it's easiest to see the breath. Could be the movement of the air through the nose, or it could be just the rise and fall of the chest, the rise and fall of the abdomen. Any place where you can clearly see. Now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out. And see if you can stay with that spot. Don't leave it. The more still the mind is, the more it gets to rest and the more it can see. We live in a world that turns. We need a still spot, a still point in that turning world, otherwise we get thrown off balance. Sometimes the turning is slow, sometimes it's very fast. And when it's really fast, we can get dizzy. In other words, we forget what's right and wrong, what's up and down. So you don't want yourself to be thrown around by the world that way. Things may change outside, and outside here means even in the body, but you want to have a still spot in the mind. So your thoughts have a good foundation, that they're not turning in line with the world, because the turning of the world sometimes is not just innocent, it's like the turning of gears. If you let your shirt or any piece of your clothing get caught in the gears, then you get pulled in, you get mashed up. So you want to have a still spot where you can stay and watch things and have a good sense of what's right and wrong, what's north and south, east and west. You don't lose your bearings. That way you can figure out, when a situation comes up, what's the skillful thing to do, even though the world may change a lot. You don't want your mind to change. The problem is the mind that's untrained can change even faster than the world. It goes back and forth many, many times. And it's no wonder that we start getting confused. So try to get the mind to be as still as possible. It gets to rest, it gets to see things clearly, it gains strength. When you see clearly and have strength, okay, that's when you can do the right thing. You can trust yourself more to do the right thing. So this ability to get the mind settled and still is a really basic skill in how to negotiate the world so that as the world turns, you don't have to turn with it. You don't have to get thrown off balance by things spinning around. Other things may spin around, but you don't. That puts you in a much better position than everybody else who's spinning around. They lose their bearings. You want to make sure that you don't lose your bearings. And if you stay solid and still, okay, you become a refuge for other people too. So try to keep your balance right here as continuously as you can.